So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So as I lead, you follow. I make the sign of the cross, and you just follow. Do you ever contemplate why you make the sign of the cross? When you make the sign of the cross? How you make the sign of the cross? Do you ever explain to your children or your grandchildren why we do that? The sign of the cross is the most ancient symbol, if you like, that belongs to Christianity. We own that symbol, and that symbol owns us. For those of you who may have come into the church later in life, do you remember when you first started to make the sign of the cross? I know that for myself, there were two things in my faith journey that I held back on. I did come into the church as an adult, and I never made the sign of the cross until I had made my first communion. I held back because I never ever thought that that was the right thing to do. That may have been foolish, I don't know. But I never thought it was the right thing to do until I was actually a member of the body of Christ, the church. So I always held back until then. Second thing I did in my faith journey was I never ever tried on the priestly vestments, the chasuble, as a fitting or anything before my ordination. First time they went on was once I had already been ordained. Then I put them on because I held back, because I always felt that it was not the right thing to do. I am not worthy until I'm actually called. Now, I'm not trying to put a spotlight on myself and my own journey, not at all. I am trying to get you to dig a little deeper into the fact that every time you make the sign of the cross, it should not be a habit. It should be a complete act of intention that you say, I am here in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. On Trinity Sunday, we talk about three persons, one God. Difficult to explain the theology, I guess, and so we simplify it, particularly when talking with people who may not be of the Christian faith or when talking to children. I've mentioned years ago how the Irish used the three-leaf clover to explain the Trinity, because you've got the three leaves, but you've got the one leaf as well. So the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, but there's still the one leaf. And I always thought that that worked. The sign of the cross and the symbols that we use are there because initially most members of the church couldn't read or write. And so we use ritual, and we still do, and we use symbol to draw us into the mystery of that which we find so hard to explain at times. Yet with the Trinity, in one sense, it is so simple. We make it complicated, but it is so simple. One God. And in that one God, each of the three persons draws us into the life of that one God. You may not know this, but the second reading that you had today was from St. Paul, his second letter to the Corinthians. And he finishes up that letter by saying, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." You hear those words all the time. It's quite often used at the beginning of Mass. You may not be aware that that is the first time that those words were ever recorded in the Scriptures. The first time that people ever heard that blessing. The three persons, the one God. And it was a blessing that Paul called upon the people of Corinth. We use it at the beginning of Mass. We use it during Mass. We use it at the end of Mass. We use it any time there's something significant going on in our life, particularly if you're in a position of leadership in the church. It is the most beautiful blessing because it says everything. The one God, the three persons. But the blessing isn't just thrown out into the wind. The blessing is poured out upon those that are present, upon you here this morning. The Trinity is not an abstract thing. The Trinity is a key, if you like, that draws us into a deep, deep relationship with God and one another. So we come into a church, and most of our churches are shaped in the cruciform. So we come into this church, for example, or going to some great cathedral somewhere. It's still in the shape of a cross. And in this area here is, in one sense, what draws us all in. God the Father draws us all in, you, his daughters and sons. God the Son is here at our altar. And God the Holy Spirit is flowing right amongst each and every one of you here. The very place where you worship demonstrates the Trinity, because you are here. We need to remember that, I think, so that when we come into our places of worship and we pray seriously and we make the sign of the cross, we don't do it just following the priest, as I began my homily. We do it because it is important to us. It marks us out as people who are immersed in a relationship with God and with one another. And all of what that holds. And with that, there is some simplicity. It can be even oversimplified, but there is also a complexity, as there is in every relationship. But with a Christian who makes the sign of the cross, what you see is what you must get. That's so important for us. What you see when you make the sign of the cross is what others must get. They must be drawn into the fact that, why would this person want to come in, make the sign of the cross at the entrance of the church as they leave? Then they follow the priest at the beginning of our worship with the sign of the cross. When we read the gospel, you will make the sign of the cross three times. May the word of God be in my on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. Do you ever contemplate those things, or is it just a matter of, that's what Catholics do, keeps the flies away? Put yourself into that symbolism and make the symbolism something that is now real, not perfunctionary, something that is real. I want to be different. I want to be strengthened by this relationship. I not only want to, but I actually need to be. So may every time we make the sign of the cross, may it embed us deeper and deeper into our relationship, as I keep saying, with God and with one another, wherever you make the sign of the cross. I know one of the older traditions was that whenever you went past a cemetery, people always blessed themselves as they prayed for the dead. Others would think, well, what's going on there? But for us as Catholic Christians, it is an important thing to do, to remind us to pray for the dead. And I don't know who all these dead are, but I can pray for them to our one God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. One of my favourite go-to saints on issues of theology is Francis de Sales. And when he talks about the Trinity, St. Francis talks about, we make the sign of the cross and we start with our fingers on the head. And for Western Christians, it is usually those two fingers, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. For Eastern Christians, the Orthodox Christians, they put the thumb, the index finger, and that middle finger together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They then take the remaining two fingers, the pinky and the ring finger, they put them together and they curl them into their hand. And that reminds us of what is called, it's called the hypostatic union. It is from the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It is the union of those three together. It is that relationship. Two fingers in there. And then they go in the name of the Father. And then they go from the left to the right. Now, that's neither here nor there in one sense. That is a cultural tradition. But the way that the body is used to mark us out is very, very important. It is not just something we do. Please never let that happen. St. Francis de Sales said, "The Father, the creator of all, the head. The Son, we move our hand down to below our chest to remind us that the Son came through the womb of Mary," says St. Francis de Sales, "to become one with us. God the Father, the divinity. God the Son, humanity. Those two fingers curled under, that hypostatic union, is the union of the divinity, the divineness of God, and the humanity, which what we share with him. And then, making our sign from the left to the right with our cross, is the Holy Spirit, which binds the love of the Father to the Son. And that's what draws us in and strengthens us. St. Francis says that as we make the sign of the cross and we finish up with going from the left to the right, we pass from the left side of curse to the right side of blessing. It's quite beautiful. We pass from the left side of curse in our life to the right side of blessing in our life. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.